This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear me say that as we begin every hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And why would today, any different from yesterday or tomorrow, it is the time of day that seems to be most relevant because people are here to get a start, get going, up and at it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Later on in the hour, Dr. Bruce Schanohoff will join us, who will have some medical information that is not consistent with what you get from a lot of the big box stores in terms of medicine, if you know what I mean. The Obamacare 2.0, speaking of health care, in the news over the weekend, health care law entering its second sign-up season, I believe, on the 15th of November. Is that
That's
right?
That's in. Yep. 15th is open enrollment. Yep.
15th. So what does that mean? Why can't you just sign up?
You can change your plan
anytime.
Or you can sign. Because that's how insurance companies are. It's so
but
stupid.
Why? Why?
Same thing with
that?
Big corporations. You can only change it once a year.
Why?
I don't know, Dougie.
Somebody in that business want to share with us? 888-302-3684. You can send us along an email if you'd like to, Jennifer, Ken, or Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What is there about the insurance business that mandates, or is this just something that they've decided? So it's good for everybody. If it's good for us, it's good for everybody. Remember
that's right.
The old, if it's good for GM, it's good for the country. Remember that? And so maybe that's the way this all works. But one of the hidden, one of the dark, dirty little secrets of the Affordable Health Care Act, renewing of coverage, and the second time around, apparently there's some tax ramification that could get you. I don't quite know what it is they're working. The Republicans are supposedly going to work on getting many parts of this health care law, or the insurance law, really, that's what it is, changed. One of them is the extraordinary tax that has been levied against doctors or anybody who buys equipment that's used in medical facilities. You know that? There's like a 23% tax or something on buying. Ken told me he had to pay $40,000. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the doctors on the program, paid $40,000 in taxes last year on new equipment that he bought. Huh? How does that help the healthcare system?
Yeah, the good doctors are going to go out of business.
$40,000 in taxes? For doctors, never mind what you have to pay, because if you haven't, they call it a tax or it's a fee or a penalty, whatever they call it, if you haven't signed up, right? That's a couple thousand bucks a year for those who haven't.
Yeah, choose not to have coverage,
it's
right?
It's so much in your face. Do it our way or hit the highway. Ugh. Anyway, who understands why these two people that were released by the North Koreans were in fact released? I saw their pictures in the paper yesterday. I'm trying to think. I didn't ever really get the story as to why they were actually released. Anybody know the behind the scenes of that? Why was
Ken is our North Korea correspondent.
Yes, would you report in from Seoul, please, Ken?
You know, I've read three or four articles about that, and I'm glad they were released, but I couldn't find anything about the details that led to their release.
Yeah,
Dennis
Rodman
part of the deal.
Yeah, we gave him to them.
That was a flop.
In exchange for these two. 888.
You know, I endorse that. That's okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah. 888-302 Doug. John's in Pennsylvania with more on the healthcare situation as to how it may impact you. John, what's on your mind?
Well, years ago, I'm an insurance broker. Years ago, I used to be in the group health care market, and about 7 years ago, I started moving away from that. But I believe the reason you can't change is government rules. Even if you're on a group health plan at your business, you can't just drop off of that mid-year.
Yeah, you have to wait for open enrollment there, yeah. too. Yeah.
But why, what would be the reason for that from the insurance company's point of view?
Well,
how does that hurt them?
From the insurance company's standpoint, I don't think they have a lot of reasoning for it. I think it's a rule that was handed down to them. Just like now we have to follow, if you want Medicare Advantage, you have to do it during your open enrollment. Mm-hmm. Now if you want medical individual plans, you have to do it open enrollment. And all that stuff comes from the government. I never understood why they enjoy taking 3 months out of the year and making everybody work 9 months worth of work.
And nobody's ever asked that question. Do you have a congressman that you have a relationship with there in Pennsylvania? Who's your congressman?
Does anybody have a congressman they have a relationship with?
My mother said, don't answer a question with a question, John.
True. But I have tried to find out the reasoning behind these things, and I don't know where they get their reasoning. I think because they're Washington people, there is no reasoning.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Another reason to change the faces on the card. John, thank you for your insight in terms of what your experience has been. 888-302-3684. See, that's the kind of call that I love to take, because there's someone who's from the field, and even though he didn't have an answer, because there is no answer because it's the government, it's another thing that we say to ourselves, why? And I had a great conversation, Jennifer and Kenny, with somebody. I'm trying to remember how the conversation came about. It was with not someone that I knew, it wasn't on the plane, because I had, oh, man. I sat next to a guy on the plane who was so troubled.
Oh.
And I'm going to say it, that's as nice as it's been. He slept most of the way, and he was so troubled, his body was so troubling, that his snoring was so loud, you could hear it all over this part of the cabin.
Oh, wow.
And people were so distressed, because it's very troubling to have someone who's obviously not well nearby, and this snorting and coughing and whatever was going on with him, it was gross.
What did he have? Was he sick?
I think he had apnea as much as anything else.
Yeah.
He hadn't taken care of himself, obviously, through his life. I described it to Meredith as someone who was nouveau riche, who came upon, you see this from time to time, people who have found sudden wealth that they don't know what to do with, and so they indulge in everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just don't know how to...
New rich, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You see athletes go that way a lot.
Right.
Or
yes.
Rappers,
yeah.
Or whatever.
By the way, speaking of that, I'm trying to figure out what it is that's going on in the NHL. There's a story.
Let me help you. I'm a hockey person.
I know you are. DougSteffen.com carrying a story today about NHL players wearing jerseys that had ads on them. What's the reasoning behind that, Jen?
I guess probably to make money, Doug.
Ken, what do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. They're looking to make money.
All right, so then that means that we would probably soon see them on football jerseys and baseball jerseys and whatever other, I suppose soccer, they wear jerseys in soccer. Not very big ones, but...
I'd like to see it on our politicians.
What, ads? Yeah, for all the people that they've taken money from. I'd like to have politicians. Yeah, that's a great idea. How about they carry with them, this is a card.
On the back of their T-shirt.
Exactly, right, yeah. Here's who paid for me to be elected to this office.
Here's the deal with the hockey story. They haven't started doing it yet. Gary Bettman, who runs the NHL, said that they don't want to be the first ones to do that. So they rejected these sponsorships in September. They're just waiting for another league to do it first. So apparently this is the new reality of sports. NBA,
for another
baseball.
League or another team?
Another league, so they're waiting for baseball,
so baseball
or basketball to do it first, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, NASCAR has been doing it for years and years.
Yeah, right, so is that where the idea comes from? NASCAR is, probably one of the most popular spectator sports in the country, isn't it? And
definitely.
That's why they, all the...
And profitable.
Yeah, so, why not would be the question. 15 after the hour, Doug Steffen of the Good Day program.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Get responsibly.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Doug's in the Good Day Room with Jennifer and Kenny and you. So back to sports for a minute. What the heck is going on, I guess, in terms of priorities? Last week we were talking about football going to London. And this week, the Major League Baseball folks say they're going to have a...
They went to Japan.
They're
going to
go... this is like a whole series of games, right? Not just one.
I think like five, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sending a team of players to Japan to play 5 games against a Japanese national team. They've played the series every other year for the last... Well, they haven't done it for about 6-7 years. And now they're going to do it again. Major League Baseball 9-1 in the series. 48-20 in individual games. Japan is big. How many Japanese players or stars do we have in Major League Baseball now? I think a couple, but I don't
know. Yeah, there's a handful. I think about, I don't know, what, Michael, 5 or so?
Yeah, maybe more.
Maybe, see? I think it's, but here's the deal.
The word of authority. The voice of authority.
The river Okay, so when the Japanese players do play, the media box, the press box at games fills up because it is so big in Japan. So I think this is really wise on the part of baseball to monetize that audience. I mean, why not? I mean, you should see it. When we used to have the Japanese pitcher, I can't remember his name, he would...
Hoko Yakaya was his
name. Yeah, and Ryu still on the Dodgers gets, they just get a ton. I didn't buy it. I knew that wasn't it. I just said yeah.
Hoko Yakaya?
Hideo Nomo. That was the big one.
How about Yoko Hokkaido, though? Do you know where he is and what he's doing?
I don't know who Yoko Hokkaido is.
Kenny, can you... I mean, Michael, let's look that up. Yoko Hokkaido. Where is he playing and what's he doing? I want to know more about...
Anyway, to interrupt my story, the Asian markets are very big baseball fans. Dougie, holy moly.
The Asian markets are kind of soft today as they opened up the influence of price of gasoline. price of petroleum is affecting world markets. And it's interesting because everybody says, price of petroleum lower, that's good for the world markets. Huh? Look at the markets. They're soft as heck because of the price of gasoline. Good.
Let's hear it for consistency. 21 after.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Music and singers in the news, Miranda Lambert.
One of my favorites, Doug.
Has a 501c3, the Mutt Nation Foundation. Have you heard about this?
No, but she's very big into doggies and animals, right. So I would imagine that's what it's about, right?
She's creating a way to build animal shelters around the country, also a focus on increased pet adoption, encouraging responsible pet guardianship, that sort of thing, trying to rehab sick animals, a lot of money aimed at spaying and neutering cats and dogs and eliminating the need to euthanize
men.
Healthy animals, that sort of thing. Also, there's an auction going on now for the 15th. You can bid on a brand new Dodge Ram pickup truck. The money will go to the Mutt Nation Foundation. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, she's big into the animal cause. I think she has like 8 or 9 dogs herself.
Really?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
So you can check out that auction if you will or want to. You can actually bid at DougStephan.com on that puppy. All right. Also at DougStephan.com today, a story about country singer Faith Hill. The story with this new crime thriller movie called Dixieland.
I can feel you breathing.
And I don't have Chucker at my disposal. Is this a television movie or is this a in-theater movie?
I think it's an in-theater movie.
Really? Has she been in
any movies? Interesting because I don't think she has, but her husband, Tim McGraw, is in a lot of stuff. He's in The Blind Side. He's actually quite a good actor.
Is that something that goes hand in hand? How do you do well? I was talking yesterday, actually, to a friend of my daughter's at her the shower that was that took place yesterday afternoon. And a fellow was there who I looked at him and I recognized him. And I don't know why I recognized him. So I said to Megan, who's this fellow over here? And she said, he's a well-known commercial actor. Apparently she's friends with this fellow's wife. And so he and I had a conversation about what his acting career has been like. He if you saw him, you'd recognize him. And I said to him, what is your niche? And he said, 40-year-old Asian guy.
So, wait, what?
I said, wait a minute. What you, he's an Asian guy.
Oh.
And he said, there are only about 10 people in Los Angeles who are in their 40s, who are Asian, who are actors.
Right.
I thought to myself, my God, you know, you think about niching and stuff, but how? Who would have thought there's only 40 guys in, I mean, 10 or 12 guys in their 40s who are Asians that are actors?
Sad. It's sad, but true. I mean, TV TV still has a big white bias, that's for sure.
Yeah. So he says he's done 180 commercials. He's been in dozens of television shows. If you saw this guy, you would recognize him.
Well, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Come on, you honestly, big tease.
I know. Honestly, I don't remember his name. Because I just said hello, and we chatted, and he told me his story, and so I thought it was a good story. And it wouldn't make any difference anyway, because you don't know him for his name.
Google him to see his face, so I see if I recognize him.
Look for 40-year-old Asian guys, and they're probably
I do typically, so we'll see.
I know you do. All right. Story of a Great Lakes ship disaster memorialized in a song by Gordon Lightfoot.
The wind and the wind and the paddle and the wave broke over the rim.
Let me put on my fringe vest. Hold on a minute.
The worst Great Lakes shipwreck of all time occurred on this date in 1975 and is memorialized in this song by Canadian Gordon Lightfoot. The sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald occurred on this day, horrible day on Lake Superior, and 29 crew members went down with the ship. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
What if I told you that you could put out the fire of acid reflux and stop taking your reflux meds forever? If you or someone you care about suffers from acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. People who have followed this plan have not only eliminated their reflux agony, but have stopped taking their reflux meds completely with their doctor's approval. This is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing acid reflux pain starting tonight. This natural solution will save you from being a slave to dangerous doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy, and the free video from Barton Publishing gives you a specific action to take right away to get your reflux problem under control. The best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common food found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22acidreflux.com. Watch for free at 22acidreflux.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from acid reflux agony tonight. Go to 22acidreflux.com. That's 22acidreflux.com.
The following is an important message for listeners of this station. Stress. Just the word stress can make you feel tense. Are you overwhelmed, fatigued, notice changes in appetite, or have trouble sleeping? These can be signs of stress. Puritan's Pride, leader of the highest quality vitamins and supplements for over 40 years, is now offering Peaceful Mood, a unique supplementation program that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes positive mood. In no time at all, you'll start feeling the difference Peaceful Mood can make. Call now to learn how to receive a 30-day supply risk-free. 1-800-379-8383. Peaceful Mood utilizes a proprietary formulation that packs a powerful punch that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes a positive mood. Call to learn how to get a 30-day supply of this unique collection of supplements risk-free. This limited-time offer can only be found by calling 1-800-379-8383. 800-37...
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules.
topicals, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler at your service, and on your side, our reminder, if you will, thought for the day today, author Eric Eckhart, Eric, I call him Eric because he's my pal, but Eckhart Tolle, who is the fellow responsible for The Power of Now, you know those books, Jen?
I do. Through you, I know them, yes.
Kenny, yeah. He wrote Discontent, Blaming, Complaining, Self-pity.
It's fun.
Sir.
No? Oh, that's my book. I'm sorry.
Jennifer's book. So, somehow.
Available at Amazon.com. It's called The Bitter End by Jennifer.
Shall I continue with this, or maybe I just
Please.
Kind of lost its sense of import, so maybe we'll just keep moving. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, in a few minutes. Despite what you have heard over the weekend, the polar vortex is not moving over our country.
You may have need water and rain
heard
and
that.
Snow.
Well, but we don't need cold. Like, there's a big low pressure center, if you look at the maps, over northern Canada. That doesn't mean winter weather is starting early, but there is a punch to this, no question about that. The vortex, the polar vortex that we started talking about last year is real. The community has known about it, used the term for a long time. It just became popular last year because the weather was so sucky. Everybody was looking for a new sort of a demon. Okay, who's the bad guy?
Right.
Right, the polar vortex. So anyway, it's hanging out. They call it the polar vortex because, duh, it hangs out over the poles. So the cold weather that's coming...
Well,
duh.
Wheels off.
Well, what they call it. If it's around the equator, it's the equator vortex, right?
The equinox.
Well, no, that's different from something else.
No, different? Okay.
Yeah, that is different. The polar vortex, anyway. So those of you who are in areas of our country up in the upper Midwest, the usual places where it gets cold and horrible and miserable, like Minnesota, the Dakotas, all the way across that area, I don't think there's much snow associated with this cold. It's just damn cold because there was this big storm that affected Alaska. It came across the Bering Straits. And now, because the jet stream is kind of weird, not nominally, this is the time of year when the jet stream is weird. So it grabbed a hold of this cold weather and is really chilly in parts of the Midwest today, will be tomorrow. And interestingly enough, the original projections were for the East Coast to get whacked by this, but now it doesn't look like it's going to get colder later in the week, but not really like freezing cold like it is in, I'm looking at the low pressure trough that came down from Alaska and just crashed into a high pressure ridge that was just on the Canadian border. And that's what's just, oh, my God, for this time of year, huge ridge in the jet stream. So that's what's going on this week, in essence. Northern United States can be really cold for this time of year. And then the western part of the country, hello, us here in California, although I won't be in California tomorrow. I'll be back on the East Coast to just in time to get the cold snap for a day or two. But California's going to be unusually warm. Unusually warm. A lot of the country's going to see snow for the first time this year. But again, this is not a polar vortex phenom. But we're going to be warm. Or maybe I should stay here for a couple of more days.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and warm this week.
It's going to be nice and warm. Let's see here. California, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, but then you get into the Rocky Mountain states and you go east even into northern Florida. There are a couple of days it's going to be cold, but New England isn't going to be as cold as it'll be colder where you are, Michael, in Washington.
Right.
It's going to be really, but it'll just be bingo in and out. All right. So anyway, I just thought I'd pass that along because I knew that many of you were wondering what the heck is going on here. The city of Detroit, largest city to endure bankruptcy, has now exited insolvency. And with that, they have cast aside $7 billion in debt. So is this neglect, bad management? Is this the effect of the car business moving out of Michigan for the most part? I guess it's a combination of all sorts of things, but really, really bad management is number one. That's always what happens when you see these people who have promised so much to city employees, and now they can't deliver. Most of the city employees of Detroit will no longer even have a retirement fund. They'll either have to go back to work, or they have to get another job. But part of how they wiped out the $7 billion, pretty much wipe out all the retirement programs. Because retirement, I know this because of my experience. I'm a town meeting member in Framingham where I live. And we look at these budgets every year and the huge amounts of money that go to retired town employees, huge. And the fact that they make it so easy, or have in the past, I think they're changing some of the contractual obligations they have, but they've changed health care. And they've changed, you know, when you can retire. Why should you work for some entity, teaching school, for example, or being a fireman or a policeman or being just a town employee, and after 32 or 33 years, 34 years, you get retirement with pretty much like 85% of your pay? Why? Everybody else has got to work 40 years, 45 years, 50 years, and then they're lucky, depending on whether they work for themselves or work for a company, to have these sorts of benefits. Why is it the public sector feels like they're entitled to more than people who work in the private sector? Why is that? Where there's somebody
that's why
who's
they go into that, you know, that's why they go into the field. Oh, it's a
right.
government job. We'll go to
exactly.
the government
yeah,
job.
Right, I'll get protected.
That.
I can't get right. fired. Yeah, this. Why? Why have
Lots
we allowed
of paid time off?
Yes. Why have we allowed working for the government to be some special sort of almost iconic class? Those of you who work for towns and cities, you can say, listen to that boob. But no, seriously, it's not fair. Not right. It's not good, mostly to the taxpayer, who has to now step up either and pay this, but in the case of Detroit, they can't because they have no tax base, because industry has left the community. And the reason industry left the community and left the state is because the tax, the stigma of taxes in Michigan, almost as bad as California and New York State. They tax you right out. Businesses, the only reason businesses want to come to California is because their proximity to as many of the population, San Francisco, the Silicon Valley. That's, you know, that's where all the brains live because the weather's nice up there and it sort of has attracted everybody. But there are plenty of places on the East Coast. The 128 corridor around Boston is also known as the East Coast Silicon Valley. Lots of the same kind of companies are there. But they, I don't know, I don't get it. But maybe somebody can help me understand. 888-302-3684. So, speaking of Massachusetts, the Board of Health in the small community of Westminster, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. happens to be a place where I get about 400 bales of hay every year from some fields that I have up there. It's about 40 miles from where I live, north and west on Route 2. This community is going to hear public comment at the selectmen's meeting tonight on a proposed regulation to stop the sale of all tobacco products in that town.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
You can't even buy it.
You will not be able to. If they adopt this proposal, there will be no more tobacco sales allowed anywhere in the town of Westminster, Massachusetts. So is that a good thing? Is that prohibited? Is that going too far?
I think it's the trend. I think it's an interesting thing. I mean, look at CVS. The drugstore dropped everything, for all the cigarettes and tobacco.
Well, they did because there's something in it economically.
Well, they get a government kickback, sure.
Yeah, whatever, however that works. But this is not, there's nobody who's going to gain from this economically, but it's a statement, it seems to me. And it may be a good statement, although my libertarian streak runs deep and far in me. I am so anti-tobacco that I probably would turn the other way, although I don't know. I'd rather achieve the results through educating people about this, don't you think?
Me too. I would rather have people not want to buy it instead of taking it away.
Yeah, exactly. If you stop it, they're just going to go to the next town and buy the stuff. They go to Fitchburg or Leominster or Gardner.
Black market stuff? I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Well, if you eliminate enough of it, yes. And that may be some of the things that they'll hear in the conversation tonight. Let's make sure we check on that. Go ahead, Ken.
Is that something that the town officials are going to decide, or do the people get to vote on that?
Well, if the Board of Health works there the way it does in my town, for example, there's three members of the board, and they vote on it, and then it'll be codified, and probably the town, they'll vote on, some towns have Board of Health members that are voted on, some are appointed, and I don't know the nuance of what's going on in Westminster. I know in Framingham, the Board of Health is appointed. It used to be elected, but now it's appointed under the stronger city manager form of government. So whether this is, if in fact it was an unpopular decision and they voted on it, your implication is people would vote them out next time around. And, you know, that's really the way it ought to be. All of these boards should be subject to recall, should be subject to election. Why have an election process if we so we elect the selectmen and they do all their appointing? I don't want that to be the case. I don't like that in my town. I'd rather vote for these people, frankly. Although the people who are on it who have been appointed are all good medical folks, and they have, and you wonder if people are voting, you know, if they are running for office, they have any expertise. There's two arguments there, and they're pretty good. But in this circumstance, you can imagine what the it'll be retail versus health in Westminster. The retail store says, do you imagine, what kind of business are we going to lose, whatever the store is, or stores? And then, you know, they'll just say, well, you're going to drive everybody to the next town to go buy these things. And maybe the Board of Health will say, you know what, that may be, but we don't want the stuff sold in our town anymore.
Right.
Yeah, that could be it, how it works. Casey Hickox.
Oh, the bike riding Ebola patient.
Maine nurse.
Right.
Defied quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
After treating Ebola patients in West Africa, says, I would return to Sierra Leone in a heartbeat.
Hmm.
Go.
Go. Do some good work.
That's right.
Come back. Cause some problems. It's good for us. We need to be thinking these things through a little bit better anyway. 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The following is an important message for listeners of this station. Stress. Just the word stress can make you feel tense. Are you overwhelmed, fatigued, notice changes in appetite, or have trouble sleeping? These can be signs of stress. Puritan's Pride, leader of the highest quality vitamins and supplements for over 40 years, is now offering Peaceful Mood, a unique supplementation program that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes positive mood. In no time at all, you'll start feeling the difference Peaceful Mood can make. Call now to learn how to receive a 30-day supply risk-free. 1-800-379-8383. Peaceful Mood utilizes a proprietary formulation that packs a powerful punch that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes a positive mood. Call to learn how to get a 30-day supply of this unique collection of supplements risk-free. This limited-time offer can only be found by calling 1-800-379-8383. 800-379-8383. 800-379-8383.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 13 and a half for the hour. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff joins Ken and Jennifer and me and you with his Between the Lines thoughts. This is a gentleman who is superb at working on people's in a chiropractic way. But the two systems are often complementary, don't you think, Bruce? Chiropractic.
Well, they're both vitalistic. They both believe in increasing someone's health as a way of eliminating disease, as opposed to fighting disease the way medicine does.
Right. 818newback. .com is Bruce's website, and in there are a lot of the comments that he makes here on this program, trying to call our attention to things that are going on in the medical community that you may not have heard about, or you may not have heard the truth about them. What's Between the Lines today?
Well, let's talk a little bit of cannabis, Doug. Maybe you should be smoking some for your back pain that you're suffering with. But I heard you and Rich talking a little bit about it before the election, and now more states have legalized it. Yep. And it's important for people to understand that cannabis may be the Jesus of all plants. It has been so maligned, it has been so beat up and criminalized, and in the end, it appears the only thing it ever wanted to do was love us. Okay?
Right.
In the 1930s, due to economic factors in the paper industry and nylon industry and things like that, also the fact the alcohol industry saw it gaining some popularity, it was named marijuana, as the Mexicans would call it, to play on that kind of racist fear to make people think that this was really nasty stuff. And then in the 1970s, Richard Nixon, with the anti-war protesters, not being able to jail them for free speech, he decided that since most of them were college students and a lot of them smoked pot, let's really come down hard on marijuana and start throwing kids in jail. It was placed as a Schedule I narcotic, meaning it's supposed to be the same as heroin and crack cocaine and things like that. And there's no scientific basis for that at all. And yet, there's at least 23 different uses that have been established, things like glaucoma from the National Eye Institute, improved lung health. A study on that was published in JAMA. It helps control epileptic seizures. Dravet syndrome came into the news last year when a little girl named Charlotte, who was having 300 seizures a week, started to be given CBD, which is one of the cannabinoids, and she's now down to one seizure a week, and her parents actually know who she is. At the first 3-4 years of her life, all she did was have seizures. It helps with anxiety, Alzheimer's, MS, post-traumatic stress disorder. All these benefits have been recognized, and yet only 6% of all the research on cannabis has to do with benefits. 93% of the research, the government's still trying to prove that this is bad for us. And it does not have a high potential for abuse. Sometimes it's the only thing that works. I know of chemotherapeutic patients that tried every prescribed medication for nausea. Nothing helped. And boy, you give them the cannabis and the nausea's gone. And withdrawal, it's minor compared to everything, including alcohol.
All right. Dr. Bruce, Between the Lines on Cannabis, 818newback.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period, said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built, I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To be a contestant on The Running Man, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to ICS Talent Hunt, here at your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want.
So, that was Richard Dawson, if memory serves me correctly, his voice. Am I right on that one?
You are right. He's one of the best villains of the 80s. He was very, very good in that movie.
Restless Heart, Running Away With You, John Parr from the movie The Running Man, which was the number one movie during this week in 1987. Good heavens. I didn't ever think of him necessarily as a bad guy. I think you think of Hogan's Heroes. I think you think of him on Family Feud. Yeah, but you don't think of him as a bad guy necessarily.
No, you don't, but they had the idea to do it, and it fit into his persona, sort of like an evil Family Feud host, right. And it worked. He's really good.
I think that it probably fit into his persona as well as his persona, right?
Leave Tucker alone.
Okay.
Inside. Okay. 55 minutes after the hour. Chuck is here with Movie Moments. That's movie music. So we have the movie news, which includes box office totals up next year on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal no-glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal, live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Chuck Curry on Movie Moments with the results of the weekend box office. I'm going to guess. I was trying. I actually thought I'd see the new... a movie, what is it called? Galactic? What is it? No, not Galactic.
Interstellar.
Interstellar, that's it, yeah. Matthew McConaughey, but I didn't get to see it. Instead,
I did. You know, basically, it was two new releases that dominated the overall box office. Disney's animated superhero film, Big Hero 6, placed number one, $56.2 million in its opening frame. And PSA Studio can do no wrong. Chris Nolan's highly hyped, highly anticipated Interstellar placed second, doing a solid $50 million in business. I went to see it Saturday night. I thought it was really ambitious. It deals with different themes such as time, aging, family, love, and survival. 3-hour running time, Doug. I was involved for the most part. I thought the first 2 hours I really liked. The problem is in the last hour, the wheels start to come off in terms of the story when he tries to put it all together. Yeah. So sort of mars the overall experience. Still, I give it a 7 out of 10. I like Matthew McConaughey a lot. Some of it.
John, wait a minute. Chucker, do you realize how great you just were?
Really?
Do you realize when you said that it mars the overall conduct of the film? Do you realize how clever
Mars?
Was?
I get it.
Wow.
I didn't even know I went there, but thank you very much.
But you did.
Still, for me, an overall 7 out of 10. Well worth seeing, but that last hour is pretty flawed. Number 3 was Gone Girl, 6.1. Overall, this film's done very well, $145 million to date. Ouija, which is a horror film, 4, $6 million, $43 million in 3 weeks. Not bad on a $5 million budget. And Bill Murray's St. Vincent, 5.7. A pretty solid $27 million in its overall release. There you have it, Doug.
Okay, so I see Matt Damon is confirming that he's going to be back in the next Bourne movie as Jason Bourne. This would be, what, his fourth time? Is this fourth time?
Fourth time.
Right. What do you think this will make the movie that much more significant?
I think a lot of fans like him in that property. I'm not the biggest Jason Bourne fan, but I guess his mortgage payment is due, and he signed on the dotted line.
Oh, come on. He's doing well.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.